Chapter 1 At the Bedfordshire Estate. Letter 1
My dear father and mother, I have terrible news to tell you. My mistress has died, and we are all very sad. I don't want to leave because I don't have a lady to serve any more. I don't want to return to you, my poor parents. You have enough to do looking after yourselves, without me to look after as well. But there's some good news. Only an hour before she died, my lady remembered to ask her son, young Mr. B, to look after the servants. Some of her last words were, "Remember my poor Pamela." Oh, I've cried so much for her. Mr. B is such a good man. He's given all the servants some money, including me, and I'm sending it to you with this letter. John, the footman, is passing by your village, and he'll bring it to you. I was so scared just now. I was folding this letter in my lady's room when Mr. B came in. He asked me what the letter was about and wanted to read it. I thought he was angry, but he wasn't. He said I was a good girl to be kind to my parents. But he also said,
"You must be careful what stories you write and send out of the family."
I once heard that he was a wild young man, but now I think he's a real gentleman. I'll finish now. Pray for your Pamela, who will always be your loving daughter.
Letter 2. Her father's answer. My dear child, your letter did make us worry. We're sorry about your mistress's death, but we have another concern. We're afraid that Mr. B... will